Houston, are we there?
Houston is filling your face. There we go. Today's episode is brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's, give us some fucking free food.
If Debbie does Dallas, who does Houston?
Oh, no.
Someone terrible whose name starts with H.
Henry does Houston. It's just this guy who goes, call me Hank. I like to yank.
Gross. No, you can't sleep with anyone named Hank. No. Unless he talks like Hank Hill the entire time.
I tell talks you what.
Talks to you about propane and propane I tell accessories. You what, I tell you what, grunt.
Okay, hello and welcome to The Industry is Doom. Oh, I am Michaela Gorman.
I'm Blake Hunsley.
Coughing up a fit today.
We're on a roll so far. I have high hopes for this episode.
We are truly having the weirdest goddamn day.
Yep.
I haven't slept. So this will be fun on a bun.
I'm living in a province that people are reading about in international newspapers, so that's a different week.
It's never a good one, too.
It's always bad.
It's never someone locally has achieved something. It's always, you won't believe what the Alabama of Canada has done now.
Trurotine cures cancer. Like, I wish, but so far now, no Trurotines this week curing cancer. Instead, we have, do we know where that teen was from?
I have no
hacker
idea.
Hacker teen, so-called hacker teen.
He's 19, right?
He's 19.
Have they even released his name?
No, because he hasn't technically been charged with anything yet.
Okay, but we both know that that's just a technicality. Why has someone not found this kid and interviewed them on TV?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, the family's been interviewed, and he's been interviewed, but not by name. But
yeah.
Then again, if the name isn't out there, like, I don't blame him for not volunteering. Necessarily?
Well, I can understand not volunteering necessarily, but seeing as how this kid is completely in the right, out there and just be like, yeah, I'm the face of mass government incompetency in Nova Scotia. You see me? I am the enemy, says the state.
So if you ever wanted to learn how to become a hacker, just do the following. Come to Nova Scotia, go online, enter a website address into the URL bar of your whatever app you're using, and then change a number or a letter at the end of that address after the page loads. And if something else on that website loads, do it a bunch of times and save every page. And then 15 police officers will come and ransack your house.
15.
They 15. Will. They will apparently take your 13, I think it was, year old sibling out to a police van to interrogate her separately.
Mm-hmm.
Because you dared to do that.
Yeah, dared to do something that I have done in my off time and professionally just to see if it works sometimes. Like, you want to know how we actually discovered about 3 years ago that, what was it, 40% of the province's pages had actually been hacked by Russian and Syrian extremist groups, because we started just throwing the URLs and then trying to access their indexes, doing the exact same thing.
And if this sounds like we're dumbing it down, and if you're thinking, what do you mean? You can't just be talking about typing, like, okay, let's go with, like, gmail.com/1, then gmail.com/2.
Yep.
And that brings up a secondary page, something, say, inside Gmail that maybe Gmail wouldn't want you to see, and their security is so state of the fucking art that by entering Christ, you could mistype and be a hacker.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. 15 police officers ransacked his house.
It's not that the password was 123. It's not that there was no password set. It's that none of this was behind any sort of security.
No, and we're using examples like, you know, Gmail or whatever, you know, innocuous well-known sites, but, like, we're talking about Nova Scotia's, it's the access to information website. This is, like, very private information stored as if they had just put it on a bulletin board, but, like, using one tack.
Yeah.
And just hoped you would only read the first page out of however many they have tacked up there, because you're not supposed to read the second or the third. And if you flip the page and they catch you flipping the page and they see you do it again, they might send 15 police officers to your house after you.
Yeah.
And I'm focusing on the officers because that's egregious.
It is. It's completely egregious.
It is certainly not their fault.
No.
Oh, man.
Someone told them to roll hard, and I suspect that this is the same someone who tried to get our former employer arrested for digging up evidence that they found separate that the lawyers could not. The Crown in Nova Scotia, led by a woman named Catherine Cowell. I believe that, yeah, Catherine Cowell?
Is it? You're asking me?
Oh, well, I thought you were there.
Lord.
One second, let me double check that. The Absolute Crown, Nova Scotia, Catherine.
I swear I'm racking my brain. It's on the tip of my tongue over here.
Maybe.
She's clearly famous.
Oh God, yes, she's so famous. this is inside like Nova Scotia baseball, for sure. Catherine, yeah, I think so. My God, it's bizarrely hard to find.
Not a clue. While you're searching for that, I want to mention something just as a sidebar here about the scale of this story. So this story, Nova Scotia, like we said, doesn't go national or international all that often, and when it does, it is usually bad. When you're talking the news, this has gone pretty wide. The Electronic Frontier Foundation released a statement, I guess you could say, today on their website. It's titled, Dear Canada, Accessing Publicly Available Information on the Internet is Not a Crime. This has gone big. CBC this morning, Jean Laroche, who I usually enjoy, was on there talking about this, and he said the word scandal, and then he said, oh, excuse me, not a scandal, an embarrassment.
It's an embarrassing scandal and a scandal embarrassment.
How is this not a scandal? There's a lot of concern, I like to think, out there about this,
mm-hmm.
and this is kind of striking me as the sort of thing that people should not underestimate public anger about, and that perhaps, you know, perhaps someone should be held to account for once for something here.
Yeah.
But then again, I feel that way about a lot of stories in this province, and that's never the case, so fuck it.
Well, exactly.
Did you find out who's the head of our public service?
Oddly enough, it's one of those funny things where I don't want to go to the website in particular, so I'm trying to find, like, commentary about it.
If you know the name,
no one else will save these fucking
write us address to Hey Tranny.
Anyway, so Catherine, the Crown prosecutor in Nova Scotia, has a long history of kind of going after targets that not even necessarily political, that have embarrassed the province. In this case, the child. The 19-year-old teenager has embarrassed the province by showing their absolute disregard for safety.
See, I wonder if you're reading too much into it there, though, because in this case, it seems like wherever this originated, by the time it got to, I presume, Patricia Arab, who's the,
mm-hmm.
what's her title there now?
Ugh.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But anyway, by the time it got to
Uba of things,
yeah, by the time it got to her and the premier, I really think they were convinced that somebody had hacked and stolen this information.
Well,
I think the way it was explained to them,
the premier himself went on record to say, "I was unaware of who it was and what the circumstances were," and yet he allowed this to go ahead.
Didn't he call? He either called the teenager a thief,
yeah,
or emphatically referred to the information as being stolen, and
yeah.
Neither of those things, under any way that I can think of it, are true. A couple people, myself included initially, were comparing this to someone being charged with a B&E when you've left your door completely wide open.
Yeah.
But it's even worse than that, because, no, it's as if you left your belongings out in a perfectly public space, like the absolute breathing definition of a public space.
Well, not only that, it's if you went to a place.
It didn't even attempt to hide it.
Yeah, it's more like if you went to a library and there was an implicit understanding that all that information is accessible, and instead of going to the library and the system clearly being in place, all the books were outside on the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it and you go, well, maybe they're having a book sale. Maybe they're giving them away.
Mm-hmm.
The books are not inside the library.
Mm-hmm.
They're all outside the library.
There's
and
no...
so you start taking books, and someone comes up to you and says, you're stealing books. And it's like, they're on the fucking lawn.
What happened to criminal intent?
Oh, yeah. Mens Rea comes into this as an absolute defense.
There's no criminal intent here.
No, there's none. And it is just a waste of taxpayer money to continue at it.
What I wonder is, okay, so some judge must have signed off on this at this point.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, so for a judge to be willing to sign off on this, I like to think
a judge would have signed off on the warrant to get those 15 cops in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to think that a judge willing to do that would most likely do that after being given information that led them to believe that someone legitimately hacked a government website.
Yeah, and
as opposed to strolled across a public lawn and picked something up.
Yeah, essentially. It's all in how the responding officers present it as a case. Because, yeah, you can... there's a way of doing that without it even being malicious. It's just a matter of, like, the correct technical speak in law enforcement, in which you go to a judge and all of this, all of what I'm saying is completely accurate to the story, but can point towards something extreme. Sensitive private documents were accessed illegally and without the government's know-how.
Yep.
Those documents are, you know, there's this many documents, and all of those seem to be an intentional act. So that's like 700 separate accounts of possibly even fraud, you know. It occurred over this amount of time, and judges will look at the consistency of that and say, that's an intentional thing, you know. And so you can absolutely, even just using the clearest, most inoffensive language, see how anyone could present this to a judge as like a malicious, intentional, and planned out, a detailed grab of information.
Just to really make clear how easy it could have been to shade this. To make all this happen with such weird aggression and so public. I mean, it's that it's blown back in their faces is hysterical because they just went in full bore hard. But to show how easy this is that this could happen to anyone, I looked this up, and apparently there has been a single charge laid, and that charge is unauthorized use of a computer.
Which is a very specific charge, because what that means is you have to be aware that it is an unauthorized use, and by a computer they actually mean by a network, but you can totally get out of by a computer, because if he points to I accessed it on my private machine through my private network connected to Bell or whoever, and that went to a public page, that's not unlawful access using a computer. You know, all they have to do is point to the actual network form, like the history moving from one point in the internet to another, and that would simply be like, nope, this was accessed. It wasn't originally accessed from an authorized computer.
The only way I will possibly be anywhere close to okay with this 19-year-old going down for this is if Bell is charged as an accomplice and also severely punished. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, kid. Not kid, young man. I'm sorry, but you gotta go.
Also go down the river. Whoever is ultimately responsible for securing the documents. I want to see Bell, the kid, and whoever in the government was responsible for it. And I don't mean the politician responsible for the office. I mean the technocrat, the IT person.
Oh, you're going to take it out on the IT guy. Back
no,
to speaking
I'm not,
of
I'm not really, but if we're going to go stupid on this, I want to see that IT
you really
person.
Think going after Bell is going stupid or is just going overdue, righteous indignation?
No. That's poetic, necessary, and it'll never happen.
Back to the people who should be held responsible, which I one day will include the premier at the vote. At the voting, at the ballot box, if nothing else,
oh,
it has
please,
to.
Please, God.
Dear, yeah, okay. I'm glad we're not pretending there's. It's not that there's a partisan slant to this show. It's that we just kind of don't have a lot of respect for many people from any of the sides.
Yeah, yeah. The best way I've been working on this.
I think it's because we've met at them.
Yes. Well, exactly. We've actually had to talk to.
That's true
people.
Of the ones we enjoy as well.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But there's an equation to it. Tories are idiots and criminals. Liberals are criminals and wise guys. NDP are wise guys and idiots.
They're wise guys, eh?
Yeah, wise guys. I know how to smooth a deal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna get to the fun part of this story. Let's leave that for last, because you mentioned the Tories, so let's segue.
Oh, yes.
Let's segue into the goddamn other story. Goddamn other story this week. Out of this province, and out of my home... County, Cumberland, PC party, the local PC party here, progressive conservative for those, I was going to say fortunate to live elsewhere, but there might be Americans listening, so.
We can't say that anymore.
Yeah, for context, when we say progressive conservative, that is the actual name of our right-wing party here.
We're not crediting them with being progressive in any way. They just, as you'll find out when we talk about this story right now, I actually have to go to this woman's Facebook page and get this. I'm gonna get in trouble for this woman, but like, you can only respect someone who makes the following statements here so much. So there's a debate going on right now in our legislature, or there was, over marijuana, because it's being legalized across Canada finally, and you know, of course, we have to heavily and overly legislate every little fucking bit of minutiae around that.
Even though this province has a long history of over-legislation leading to companies undermining that and eventually making a buck that the province could have gotten into, but they never ever do.
I'm actually going to the original at the coast for this, because...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because you gotta go hard. Like...
Roll hard.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Ah, from Jacob.
Yeah. From Jacob Boone. We love to reference Jacob Boone. Tory leadership candidate worries weed will make Nova Scotians lazy like Jamaicans. This is so bad. This is so delightfully bad. So, okay, Elizabeth Smith McCrossan, who is the MLA for Cumberland North, lucky fine folks of Amherst and Oxford, and maybe Oxford and elsewhere. So, she said, as recorded in The Coast by Jacob Boone, and more importantly, in the official Hansard transcripts of our legislature, we now have this idiocy.
That means it cannot be removed until the state of Canada ceases to exist.
Man, Elizabeth Smith McCrossan, you really should have just started a blog and then deleted that blog. But here she is, for the official and not quite eternal record. I have a best friend in Amherst who is from Jamaica. So she has a black friend, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She said to me, Elizabeth, smoking marijuana in Jamaica is completely accepted. I don't believe that's true, but anyway. And there's a completely different work ethic and very low productivity in Jamaica. I think this is back to Elizabeth Smith McCrossan now. I think we already have a productivity problem in Nova Scotia. We do not need something else making it worse.
Yeah. That's incredibly offensive to Rastas, which is a valid religion. Could be more offensive to
thinking people.
Oh, yeah. Everything about it is incredibly offensive. And it's like, your friend is not from Jamaica, if this person exists at all, because they would understand that marijuana in Jamaica is attached to the Rastafarian religion, which is a minority group, by the way.
Before we really dig into Elizabeth Smith McCrossan's just delightful breadth of ignorance here,
Jesus,
we need to get to her colleague here, another MLA from the supposedly progressive conservatives.
Oh dear,
Barbara Adams. Where is she from, Barbara Adams?
I know the name, but like that, they won't even acknowledge it.
And all right, you're in full research mode, more than the coast is apparently. So we'll give you that. Yes, so she also got involved in the weed debate in our legislature on that official and nearly eternal record, saying in relation to her concern is that people smoking weed is going to gravely increase air pollution.
What?
I know. So
Eastern Passage. Okay.
Oh, she's close about, at hand. She's no about good.
10 minutes away from us she's, right now.
Yep. Oh, man. We should have invited her on the show. Or, as you'll understand soon, why not?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but someone from foggy Eastern Passage should never have the wherewithal to complain about air quality to start with.
If you think this person has any wherewithal, I'm about to disabuse you of that notion so hard.
Second, there is a massive oil refinery in her riding.
Also true. Defunct, but true.
Defunct, yeah, so it's just sitting there poisoning everything.
Speaking of people and things that are defunct, here's PC MLA Barbara Adams. More than 95% of the world's population now are already breathing unhealthy air. The only really healthy thing about going to Africa...
Oh, Jesus. she takes a legit thing that could be used for, hey, let's actually...
That is not a... Well,
let's help
The 95% is probably true.
Exactly.
Suddenly, no carbon taxes for PC MLA Barbara Adams, presumably. She's much more concerned about how we should emulate the only healthy thing about Africa, in her words. The only really healthy thing about going to Africa is that I actually got to be in healthy air because they don't have any industry there to pollute.
Oh my god.
Wait. In Africa. That big old continent. That gigantic complex
country.
Place.
That island thinger, you know, just below Europe.
So the interim leader of the party sensed this. Who is that? Who's the... Oh, is that... What's her name?
Carla McFarlane?
From Picticanny.
Carla.
So Carla McFarlane has called for sensitivity training for the party after this, which is just priceless. These people do not need to be more sensitive in explaining what they truly believe. We don't need this to be, like, more dog-whistly, less right goddamn in-your-face racist and stupid and ignorant as shit. These people need to go back to junior high. This is embarrassing. The lack of education, the lack of any kind of world experience or any kind of lessons learned from any of that world experience. I swear to Christ, the average dog could express better ideas than this if they could speak.
You know what's the funniest thing? I bet Barbara Adams has blood diamonds.
Christ on sale, this is so bad. The only thing healthy about... So not just that Africa has no industry to speak of whatsoever, but everything else in Africa is so unhealthy that the only good thing is that there's no fucking economy, apparently.
Yeah.
Christ.
What a horrible person.
Let's get back to Elizabeth Smith McCrossin, who was the heart of this story, because Nova Scotia has a lot of Jamaican migrant workers that do jobs on farms that most Nova Scotians don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because they're incredibly fucking difficult and long hours
Literally outside picking it's agricultural jobs.
But you know what, even if that wasn't the case, here's the thing. The problem here is that not just that Elizabeth Smith McCrossin is quoting her black friend, which she apparently has, and that it makes this okay.
Yeah. Who I'm sure, if they exist, are furious to be used.
I think it's adorable that you think this person exists. I really.
Oh, no. I'm just like playing out the logic of it.
Okay. Before I really unpack what makes me just so unhappy about this whole thing, I have to read her apology verbatim.
Impression.
On April 17th, 2018, this is Elizabeth Smith McCrossin on her Facebook page.
Elizabeth for leader.
Oh my god, for leader of what?
For leader.
No, in all this weirdness, I almost forgot she's running to be the leader of the PCs. Has she been in office for like 16 minutes? I swear to god, was elected for the first time in the last election.
Correct, and what happened to the last leader again?
Oh yeah, the last leader,
the last leader is why Carla McFarlane's response was so swift.
Oh, man.
She's going to run that party in a couple of years because she seems to be the only one, along with Tim Houston, who is like, oh, how about we don't be idiots?
There's like, I would venture four, maybe five PCMLAs that I think, having talked to them, I actually respect them and their thoughts and the job they try desperately to do. But that's out of what, 16?
16.
And that's a high ratio for our local provincial political parties.
Yeah, because they're...
Never going to mention who they are.
Yeah.
Never. I'd just like them to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say...
There's one NDP member who you can talk to.
Yeah.
The luscious Lenore.
There might be one or two more. There might be.
Maybe, but like...
Okay, we're getting seriously sidetracked.
Oh, God, we are.
Yeah,
are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Elizabeth Smith McCrossin has so much to say. Okay, so blah blah made some comments that were critical of the government's Cannabis Act, that were criticized as racist and insensitive. My bracket, because they were, and my bracket. I am sorry if my comments were hurtful. Had I known that this statement would have caused offense, I would never have made it. Oh my god. These comments do not reflect the views... And it's just boilerplate. Blah, blah, PC party, where are my caucus colleagues? Holy fucking Christ.
They here's the
just,
thing, though.
No, hold on. I can't get to it yet. Because she just doesn't care that her comments were offensive ignorant as fucking shit.
Nor does she say it doesn't represent her beliefs.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. She just wouldn't have made them if she'd known she was going to get in trouble.
Yeah. She's that's upset.
That's all she's saying.
That and she then boilerplate.
As a registered nurse, I have strong views about the public health impact of excessive cannabis use. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You referred to cannabis, on Hansard again, as being well known by police officers as a gateway drug.
Yeah, which is disproven, by the way, which is why
not it only is, disproven, it's any a, it's cop a, you talk to is like, yeah. You know what, I'm just a little bit smarter than that.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit smarter than Elizabeth fucking Smith McCrossin.
Well, you know, that's probably not very hard. She's a PC politician.
It's just, it's so bad.
Oh my God. But yeah, like, you know, to the point of, okay, so what does that mean when someone comes to her as a medical marijuana patient? Does that mean she denies access?
Presumably.
Does that mean she goes out of her way to try to keep those people from their medication?
And you know what? At absolute best, it means she silently and heavily judges them based on false information that she does not want to see disproven, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Also,
this,
you know,
this, okay, you know what? This MLA really should not comment on this debate in the House.
This I'm MLA sorry, should but there has got to
be a bar where if you prove in public very clearly that you are ill or just very poorly educated on a topic,
mm-hmm.
if that topic is up for debate in a governing body that actually makes laws that impacts my life, just shut your goddamn mouth. Like, honestly. You prove that you don't know anything about it, just don't say anything.
Is that qualifier of actually making choices?
And before anyone gets on me for telling a woman to shut her goddamn mouth, it is super incidental that Elizabeth Smith McCrossin is a woman to this story, okay?
Yeah, this you is could telling a politician that
name,
to shut up.
You could change that name to Evan Smith McCrossin in a heartbeat, and in this province, it would play exactly the same, no problem, no questions asked. That's almost a testament to us.
Yeah.
Our ABC is gender neutral.
It is. Anyone can get in shit in this province for being a shit.
I love that I'm more outraged by this story than I am by someone having their house and family ransacked by 15 police officers to cover up a government's own incompetence, because I think that's gotten more play, and I think it is, despite John LaRoche's assertions to the contrary, turning into a real scandal. But this is just so stupid. This MLA is running to be the leader of her party. This is who we're supposed to vote for to turf our generally, I would say, what's his approval rating? Can we say generally loathed yet?
Oh, it's generally, I think he flutters around 40% of the population, but that's of course all you need in a first past the post.
Yep. He is not universally beloved. This was a bad week for the premier because of, okay, if you're having a bad week as a liberal in Nova Scotia and Elizabeth Smith McCrossin is getting up to all this on the other side of the aisle, then you're generally having a bad week.
Yeah.
So the premiers look pretty bad this week in general, which is why it just seems to be a terrible idea. And this is the last little fun part of this story.
I think they were trying to actually help him with this.
Oh, man. I gotta find this. This is so good.
Oh.
So,
big
business
spruce.
And politics. Mm. Just, you know what? I like Big Spruce, and I will say, like, I like their beer, and if you really want to get down to whether or not there is such a thing as bad publicity, then everyone is talking about Big Spruce this afternoon and evening.
No, it's true.
Big Spruce Brewing is releasing the Real McNeil Red IPA, Democratic Engagement in a Can.
Yep. That's a quote.
That's a quote. Man, yeah, it is a quote, actually. Democratic engagement in a can. Yup. Okay. They try to frame this in a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
They do, about everyone working together. But, of course, if everyone was working together, they would have released the Real McNeil Red IPA. Well, he's a former minister, so Gary Burrell would have, like, the Gary Burrell orange soda.
Oh, God.
And then the PCs would have interim blend, and it would just be like a can of soup.
just a
really
blue.
Just really weird cheap blue
oh
soup.
they have the blue milk from Star Wars.
Gross.
Yeah
okay.
Yeah,
interim milk. But they just released this about the premier, the Real McNeil Red Ale, brewed with our premier, because change can happen when you engage all the players, even though he's one of one particular side and he's not particularly well liked, especially this week. And
quote, Nova Scotia, you're young, you're nimble, and the fastest growing craft beer scene in Canada. Nova Scotia is actually one of the
two
oldest
of those things
of
are not like the other.
Yeah, yeah. Halifax is the fourth oldest city in Canada, I want to say.
We are a great craft beer center, which is very nice.
Yes, but we are not young.
We'll have to record a show where we're powered by local craft beer as opposed to local craft wine.
Yes.
But this just, the timing couldn't be worse.
Oh, not at all.
This just seems, and I mean, it's not just us sitting here being, you know,
the comment section is
one of us tries strong. Not to be cynical. One of us embraces it wholeheartedly, but but it gets embraced regardless. But the comments are not good. The general, I hope it rots on the shelf, comes up a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
There is some positivity on there, but yeah, when he's not busy legislating away my right to collectively bargain for a fair wage, he's pretending to brew beer.
For perspective, this would be like if Andrew Cuomo or Ted Cruz suddenly got a beer, or no, Jeb. If there was a beer called Jeb.
No, man, with that approval rating and, like, honest to God, in this province, with that approval rating and level of polarization, it's if you just went out and directly partnered with Trump to release something right now.
Well, no, because Trump
actually
has supporters.
Well, no, because Trump already has a thing. Trump already is a brand.
Ah!
Like, you can't, what are you going to release? Like,
oh, yeah,
there's
no,
already
Trump stakes.
Like,
yeah. But there's the thing. He has supporters. I don't think even liberals actually support McNeil. They just kind of are like, yeah, he's the guy.
There are some nice comments on here, but even the nice comments are critical.
Yeah,
people saying,
nice,
I love Big Spruce, but I will not be buying this particular beer. Asking, are you offering an opportunity for being a beer to Burrell and whoever the PCs choose as well? Otherwise, this looks like political favoritism. Yeah, it super does.
Mm-hmm.
To favoritism for... favoritism for the party in power that is really resented by, I would say a strong, plurality of the province,
a
really.
Plurality, for sure. You know, he'll if he runs again, he might still get in because this is Nova Scotia and there's no actual other choice. But he's not liked.
He's particularly loathed by union members. And if we really want to be cliche about things, do you think union members, by and large, like to drink beer?
it's
what about Maritimer union members?
Yeah. Oh, who can actually afford a small brew company beers? People with pensions and benefits. Workers in the province who work for the province.
Moving to Nova Scotia, so this is a rarity comment.
Ooh.
Moving to Nova Scotia, and this is one beer, and now brand, that I won't try and buy.
Sorry, Big Spruce.
Man, it's just... nobody likes bad publicity, but when you sign up for it yourself, and just... I don't know, is it just blind optimism or what?
I believe this came about from a night of drinking between someone who is vaguely connected to Big Spruce and someone who is vaguely connected to the Premier's communication staff. And out came a drunken idea that no one stopped for some fucking reason. And the next thing he ended up with is a Bruce McKinnon cartoon, I believe, on the can.
Yep.
Which means that it's not only political, but an editorial cartoonist has completely removed
Wait a minute. The editorial cartoonist from
the Paper
of Record, which is, well, in quotes, Paper of Record, which is pretty much universally bottom of the barrel, despised again by union members.
Yes. Yes.
Man, there's just...
everything about this is ridiculous. I bet Big Spruce doesn't have a union.
One beer drinker just referred to Stephen McNeil as the most hated man in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Heavens!
I mean,
we'll definitely buy a can just so I can crush it.
Made from piss and lies. Ooh, I like
made
that.
Made from
one.
Piss and lies. I read earlier today, and it's one of my favorite comments. I feel really bad for Big Spruce, but I do feel like they signed up for this.
Yeah, this is their own fault. Anyone in their marketing department should have been able to say no.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many public figures that are not polarizing.
Yeah.
And more importantly, that are not in charge of laws governing your industry currently.
Well, you know what would have been
it
a great idea?
It just looks so bad. It looks like they're trying... It looks, on the most innocuous levels, like they're trying to curry favor with the government.
Yeah, but like...
And that is just...
You know what would have been a great idea for this company from Bedeck in Cape Breton? Frankie McDonald booze.
Oh my god.
Just put Frankie's fucking face
on
it.
Oh my god.
Give him a cut.
Oh my god.
Done. Like
Frankie's Sunny Day Lager?
Jesus.
Come on. Frankie's Rainy Day Porter? You want to stay warm and
get
comfortable?
Get a beer that matches with Chinese food. Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pair it with Storm Chips. Big Spruce.
You fools. What have you done?
They've ended part one. America?
America!
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 America! The beautiful...
The
parts of it.
It certainly is something to look at.
It's something to behold.
It's something to behold.
Where do we begin? The pace is so quick that, like, everything we say becomes obsolete in, like, 24 hours.
Yeah.
Critics of our show will say everything we say in every segment is obsolete in 24 seconds, but they'll be wrong.
Aha!
30 seconds at least.
But yeah, that's the reason that this show is now like this and not what it started out as, because every time I used to write a script for me to read... By the time I got the damn thing written, it was like, no one's talking about this anymore. It's only been a day. No one's talking about this anymore.
No. No, you can't write things down. You just need someone to engage with.
You need to be like Trump and just go, orange peels. I hate them.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here. I'm your hashtag hilarity straight man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Address your love to hey faggot.
Someone had to be.
But seriously, where the fuck do we begin? What hasn't happened in America?
So, yeah, within the last couple of days, we've reached Cohen possibly flipping to avoid charges against himself area. So that is his Trump's personal lawyer of 15 years being essentially, like, facing the choice of, like, okay, so... Do you want to go to jail, or do you want to help us overthrow a president?
Do you want to cut straight to the heart of just how gross, insane, and engrossing the America story is right now in just, like, one anecdote?
Mm-hmm.
Trump's former divorce lawyer went on television and claimed that Cohen is going to flip because he's so desperately afraid of prison rape.
Yes. Oh, not only prison rape. There was it was specific.
No, TV worthy.
Black prison rape.
Oh
he was
my God.
The exact phrase is black prison rape. He's afraid of black men raping
him
in prison.
Here's the thing. You hear people say all the time that a lot that like you know subject A hasn't gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's all more like captured on video and more recorded and more widely disseminated these days. When it comes to American public life and politics, both.
Nope. Yep.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
All encapsulated in the reality show that is the current America. Like, man,
this
we've never been
show...
so engrossed. And we're Canadians. We've always been engrossed. That's
know,
what it means to be Canadian.
You know, there's speaking of Canadians who are faking it, Ted Cruz penned a ass-kissing thing. On behalf of Trump for Time Magazine,
yeah.
And to go over it again, not only is this man a political rival, but Trump asserted that Ted Cruz's father assassinated or was involved in the assassination of President Kennedy, and that Ted Cruz was the Zodiac killer.
No. Let's cut to it as what should matter to Texans.
He's from Alberta!
No, not even that. You know what? Nope. As a Canadian, I love probably a couple of Texans. I'm sure there are more somewhere.
There are some
maybe
very
even
lovely,
in Texas.
There are some lovely Texans.
Ted Cruz is not one of them.
No. Well, he's
but
not
like,
Texan, so
I
there.
Like to think that they wouldn't judge him for not being a born there Texan.
No. I think they should judge him for the Constitution of America saying that a foreigner can't be elected president.
No, dude. Lady. I'm so angry I'm going to call you both.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Trump insulted his wife.
I know, I
forgot. He basically called her a dog.
There's so many things.
Hey, your bitch is homely. Well, I suppose I disagree, but this is the time, so you have excellent judgment in every way.
Gosh,
have I mentioned
realist.
Lately that I'm an honorable Texan, eh?
Eh?
This is... Raphael Cruz?
Raphael Cruz, who complained about his opponents changing their name. Raphael Cruz
Beto Rourke?
Beto Rourke, yeah.
That's a great name.
It is.
You gotta make something like that up. I don't begrudge that.
No, not at all.
I was born with a fantastic name. You had to change yours. Beto Rourke had to change
his. Beto Rourke is a goddamn hard-boiled crime novel name.
Yep.
Like, that is a man who will meet you in an alley and you will not come out.
I got told I had an authentic journalist name.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep, it's the only time I've ever been complimented on my authentic journalism.
Yeah, three beats. Bop, bop, bum.
Yeah, there you go.
Bop, bum. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
This has been Burp, 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 reporting to you from Burp, 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 where everyone is dead.
Everyone.
Except me. Steve.
Back to you, Steve.
Fantastic story, burp, 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 but now back to the ongoing hysterical reality drama that is America.
America.
That
what's
fucking,
next?
No, that pencil drawing of the dude who allegedly threatened Stormy Daniels.
And Trump's reaction was, no, it's all fake. It's like, oh, you totally know who that is. He starts defending whoever the person
seriously,
is.
Seriously,
like, oh,
where
you know.
Did this come from? Was this from now?
Yeah, no. This is like then? 10 years ago. This is
no.
This
I know
from...
what I know. The allegation.
Okay.
I'm talking the drawing.
Oh,
itself.
The drawing.
When was this drawn from Stormy Daniels' memory?
I believe that this is actually.
If this was pulled from a file from way back when, I am totally cool with that. If this was pulled from Stormy Daniels' memory after how many years?
I believe
no.
It is from a file.
Oh, but wait a minute.
Just
it can't
been attached
be. No,
to
sorry.
The suit.
It's Stormy Daniels. It can't be that many years. This was
10
all
years.
Around the election.
Well, no, but as long as 10 years ago, I believe I heard she was like involved with this asshole. It's been at least a couple of years.
I learned about
years.
This. This has been engrossing. Just it, everything. It, ugh, it's so terrible and engrossing.
And like, this is just one of the people. As was pointed out on Twitter the other day by someone I can't remember at the moment, he's putting forward a policy that would tie access to healthcare to celibacy for women outside of birth. This is a man who cheated on his pregnant wife with two women unprotectedly.
What is this? Go back here. I'm sorry.
You can only access healthcare as a woman. Like, this is a policy they want to put forward. If you can prove celibacy outside of, like, inside and outside of marriage.
Who is
with
advancing
the exception,
this? Who is advancing this?
Trump's people. Like, someone is using Trump to advance this.
That will never get anywhere.
Oh, it better fucking
we are not.
Not
in, we are not living in The Handmaid's Tale yet.
Yeah!
I'm going to knock on wood after that because I'm Irish. I'm actually going to get up and knock on real wood after
that. Yeah. How about we go find a forest and knock on it?
Like some serious just 300-year-old oak trees or something.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, outside
you
of...
You picked a hell of an era to become a woman.
Oh, I know. That's why I picked it in this fucking country.
Yeah, I was just going to say, thank God you're Canadian. Knock on a forest for that.
Woo! But, outside of any pregnancy and any time, of course, that the husband wants sex, celibacy.
Can we just take a moment to contrast and navel gaze and be our superior Canadian selves when always talking about America?
Yeah.
women will love me for linking to this. The Liberals are floating the idea of legalizing sex work in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, if you are a feminist and you think sex workers are fine under current legislation, I don't care what your solution is, if it's this or if it's some other direction, at least you understand that the situation is not right.
Yeah, they are currently
it endangered is terrible.
Under it.
They are super endangered.
Yeah. Like, yeah, something has
stand
to be
stand on
done.
Your soapbox and endorse every endangered species except the common hooker.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You'll call targets. Them that, but you won't support their cause.
Yeah. You'll also, you know, pay for them. But you won't support the cause.
Sorry to get sidetracked, America, but as Canadians, we really just had to feel superior to you for a moment. We are above you on a map.
Yeah. Your hat is higher than you.
Yeah. Your thoughts go up into us, and we second guess you and go, nope.
No.
No. But, oh my God, all their thoughts come here via broadcast and the internet and your ever-present culture. So
yeah.
Let's get back to you. Is anything going on aside from Trump?
Okay, so what is
happening? Must be something.
In a week, Infinity War comes out, and Donald Trump is president. No, shit, I went right back to Trump. Black Panther's still in theaters, but Donald Trump is still president. Shit.
Have you seen Black Panther?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't.
I enjoy it. It's fantastic. What it was more important, though, it is Afrofuturism done so brilliantly well that it has completely annihilated the very concept of... when I was younger, studios had this line, and it was like, sci-fi doesn't make much fucking money unless you're Star Wars or something like that. It takes a lot of money to make money off sci-fi. Superheroes don't make money, because, again, it takes a lot of money and you look stupid. Black people don't make money, because white people don't go to see black people. Black Panther has surpassed Titanic.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
I've heard, and I'm not just saying that from an equality issue, as important as that is.
It
I've heard it's a legitimately good movie.
It has a villain that you're actually like, you'd be the good guy in almost any other film.
Oh, that's fun.
You're almost the good guy in this.
Oh, that's fun. Don't tell me anymore.
No, I won't.
I'm definitely going to see this. I haven't seen a movie since the first of the new Star Wars in theater.
Oh, okay.
Like, haven't seen a movie in theater.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was great. I have no interest in seeing any more of them or going back to the theater for, like, how many years? Like, but I'll go back for Black Panther.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Because I have a Jamaican friend from Amherst. She told me I should go see Black Panther. She said it would be good for me, and it would be the equivalent of taking sensitivity training, except I might actually learn something.
Yeah. Oh, here's a funny thing. Speaking of America and Amherst, so The Rock's family is from Amherst. I'm surprised she didn't literally say, my friend, the Johnsons.
What do you want to bet she doesn't know The Rock's from Amherst?
Ooh, that would be really embarrassing.
For who?
All involved. I mean, he's the most famous person to sort of come out of Amherst. And by that, I don't mean The Rock himself is from Amherst. The Rock's from, like, Honolulu. His father, Rocky Johnson, is from Amherst. Or his grandfather, I can't remember. Who is also Rocky Johnson.
If this is still Amherst's greatest claim to fame, this is really bad.
It certainly
Wait,
is.
Isn't... Someone's from there. Feist? Doesn't she have something to do with there?
Oh, is Feist from Amherst? Has Feist put out anything since 1, 2, 3, 4?
I don't know.
I mean,
who the fuck is Feist?
You brought her up!
Only because I think she's from Amherst. All that matters is that Anne Murray is from Spring Hill. Nothing else matters at all. Where the fuck are you from? Is Feist from Amherst? I googled that specifically.
Rita McNeil has a T.
Feist was born on February 13th, 1976, in Amherst, Nova Scotia.
Okay, then.
There you go.
So it's Feist and the grandfather of a potential president of the United States, if everything keeps going the ridiculous way it does.
Ted Cruz's grandfather is probably from Alberta and or Mexico, not from Amherst.
No. There is a growing support for the idea of Dwayne The Rock Johnson
Are you
being
trying
the president.
To tell me there's not a growing support for Ted Cruz being
there? There's a larger one for The Rock. That's the numbers actually show that.
I refuse. Please elaborate, but I refuse.
And this week, a movie comes out starring him, that is a film version of the arcade game Rampage, which, if you recall, is a giant monkey, a giant lizard, and a giant wolf attacking buildings. It is getting 4-star reviews.
Do I have to start seeing movies again?
No, I do not actually suggest that. His previous film was a remake or a reboot of Jumanji that got 4-star reviews.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
I heard about this because we'll have to save this for the pop culture show, but I have not seen the original Jumanji.
I should slap you right now.
Everybody makes faces at me, and I'm like, I'm rural, fuck off.
Lord Dern and Robin
Culturally,
Williams.
You started on third base, and I had no idea baseball was a sport. Not until someone from 4-H explained it to me. I was not in 4-H, but someone from 4-H came to my house and explained to me what baseball
was. You were not in 4-H, but you could see it from your front door.
Exactly, yeah. You can see it from my yard.
I could see it from my back door, to be fair.
I can see 4-H from here.
I could see April Wine in my backyard.
Oh my god, who couldn't? Moncton totally could, but we're not allowed to mention Moncton under pain of death and other things. It's also not in America, and neither is anything else that's going on. I'm sorry, culturally, America, you are Trump now.
Yeah, you're
That's
Trump.
A terrible
sorry,
milestone.
Terrifying.
Oh no, you're also James Comey.
Oh yeah, well yeah, there is at least hope in James Comey, a man who torpedoed Hillary and then is at least trying to clean up his own fucking mess.
You know what? It's the weirdest thing when you see someone on late night talk shows when they cut to a clip. This was on Colbert, of course. They cut to a clip of Colbert announcing to his audience that James Comey had been fired, and they erupted into applause.
Mm.
And then it cut to them now, like, practically standing ovating over James Comey coming on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I kind of get it.
Oh, yeah. No.
I kind of get it. James Comey is running for president. James Comey has to be running for president.
James Comey does not want that.
He can't just
be
selling. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Eventually, you can only talk about how America needs the moral high ground so much, and then someone's going to be, like, at a crowd, and they'll totally be a plant by someone, and they will yell, then why don't you do something to fix it? And then we have James Comey for president.
We're not going to have someone shouting, be king, Caesar, be king.
Yes, we will. It's going to end in, like, probably, like, what was it, urine and lies, or is that the current
urine
president?
Urine and lies.
That's
God.
The thing. Oops.
Oh, that's a funny thing. So some details were leaked from Comey's...
Leaked.
From Comey's...
Memos.
Memos. And apparently one of them is that Melania Trump believes that Trump got pissed on or peed on someone. She believes it, and it bothers him that she believes it. Yeah, he is upset.
Does that mean it's the one thing that isn't true?
I think it means it's extra true, because she's just like, oh yeah, he totally made me do that one time. Five times.
No, last night. No. She's his wife. He would never with her. That's what every other woman is for.
He would never since he got married. Before, maybe she's
No,
had
I don't
to
even
act.
Think so. I think he's the kind of, like, creepy, he's apparently like a super hygiene creepy weirdo,
so
I think he would, like, treat her
not at home.
It hasn't gone south yet, so
someone else
wouldn't...
is home.
Well, I'm sure it's gone south a bit now that he's president. Nobody
well she
wanted
apparently
that,
isn't staying
that.
In the White House anymore.
Well, because she's smart, she's like, I don't want to be around that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. But no, I guarantee you he would have, like, put her in a little, like, kind of crystal box.
Yeah.
And, you know, done the right thing and knocked her up, and then, like, just gone and fucked a bunch of prostitutes, getting, like, I don't think he'd even get pissed on. I think he'd stand far clear of that and, like, watch as they apparently pissed on the Obama's bet. Like, he's that guy. Like, he hates allegedly hates a black president so much that he would do that. Like,
yeah.
God damn.
He's a weird fucker.
You know what? If the greatest scandal our media and opposition can come up with is a goddamn hilarious but ultimately just boring, distracting trip to India.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, just cakewalk the next election already.
Or the one that I'm enjoying this week, Trudeau's in Europe meeting various trade partners, and Andrew Scheer's going on and on about, oh, he's meeting these European elites. Today, he met the Queen, and the Queen fucking loves Justin. You can see because she actually smiles at him. And Andrew has kept his fucking mouth shut even though she's one of the last monarchs in Europe from a family from Germany. A European elite who just happens to be our head of state. Funny how he doesn't say anything about that.
This is the America segment, not the Blake screams about how much of a small our Republican he is segment. You know what, Elizabeth, go ahead and love our current Prime Minister. Like, you know what, no, sorry, Mrs. Windsor.
Mrs. Windsor.
Go ahead and love our current Prime Minister. He's a very handsome young man who's being incredibly deferential to you after his father was charming but pirouetted behind you. Like, I'm sure you love this kid. You're just like, well, you've turned out marvelously. Turn around for me in front of me.
Do a little spin for us, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, your father didn't have that. Yep.
Do you think she ever, like...
His father didn't have
that. No, it's true. Like, brilliant mind, not the most looker. I mean, by comparison at the time for, like, pre-television politics, yeah, he was attractive.
Oh, we'd have hit it.
Pre-television politics.
Yeah.
Post-television politics.
Yeah. Someone could be filming. You don't want that just to be played back.
But do you think she ever, like, just sneaks a look whenever, like... he's behind her. It's like, is that motherfucker spinning?
See, this is the only thing I like about a monarch is, yeah, because she's human. Like, I think too many politicians are either afraid or very well advised to hide their humanity. For better or for worse. But, you know, the queen, to an extent, like, that's what she is.
Well, that's what she's become. I mean, it's really fascinating.
She's a bit of a robot toy head of state, but at the same time, like, that's also, like, you know... She's a true believer, and she's also just kind of, she's that lady with the bag.
Well, that's all because of Lady Di.
But when she's gone, speaking of Lady Di, like, that's gotta be it. Like, oh, hey.
Oh, yeah.
I realize, again, this is the America segment, but sorry, the Commonwealth is larger and more important than you, America, and we're going to talk about the Commonwealth. If you don't know what the Commonwealth is, then you are ignorant to your neighbor, which we are... To all our great faults, very much not.
Dear America, you speak English. This is where it came from.
Learn about the Commonwealth immediately. Thank you. So, Prince Charles was announced as the successor to the Commonwealth.
Yes, formally.
To the head of the Commonwealth, formally. Yeah,
as if there was ever a...
Well, no, because everyone was like... It's like, it's a non-hereditary role. This could have been the opportunity to signal an appointment for change. This could have been the opportunity where they were like, Prince William is the head of the Commonwealth. And everyone would have been like, you know what? Weird. But
true.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Or William, like, you know, the...
Or Harry.
Did I say William or did I say Harry? I meant Harry in my heart.
Harry probably...
William's the one that makes sense.
Harry should be the head of the Commonwealth because it is...
Harry's great.
It's progressive, but it is still with a technical member of the royal family.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of...
the Nazi thing, but he's learned...
Well, he's learned, but he's also kind of like, he's
everyone's
done a lot of
work. Everyone's been young and stupid
work.
Once, and everyone's been stupid probably as an older person twice.
Yeah.
So judge not.
Plus, it's balanced by the fact that he followed that up with Naked Pool instead of, like, more Nazi stuff.
I endorse Naked Pool.
Yeah. So, like, if you prove that it's just youthful stupidity and not actual Nazism, like his great uncle, different.
Yeah. I've watched The Crown and also listened in some of my history classes. I'm aware of what you're talking about.
You mean you watched Matt Smith and some other lady?
Essentially.
Yes.
Ooh! Oh, no! On the pop culture show, we need to talk about who the next other lady's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, America, go watch that. We're kind of done with you this week. It's just all Trump and hookers and nonsense and Playboy models.
Frankly, it's just getting boring.
God, grow up. Just
do something different.
Don't threaten any wars. Oh, North Korea's behaving for 20 minutes, so they must be hungry or they're out of math. Pay attention to that.
Release the aliens already or some shit. So, yeah, segment three. We were discussing earlier the use of the editorial cartoon as a product branding thing for not only that, the was it the Real McNeil, which is not only a product, but it is a sponsored piece of liberal propaganda.
See, and I agree with that statement, but
Inevitably, whether
it's
party.
Meant to be or not,
yeah,
and I don't really think you can argue that it's not meant to be. That's what it is. It's called the it's a Real McNeil Red Ale.
Yeah.
If this was during an election cycle, people would be furious.
Yeah, that would
it
that would
so
be
ill-judged.
An illegal form
it is
of
so
campaign,
ill-judged.
And it frankly it is campaigning, and it's for profit campaigning, which is disgusting. But on
they
top of that,
thanked. Collaboration with the governing party in our province.
Yeah.
And
they call
the reasons why
equal,
better
yeah.
placement on shelves in the NSLC. And the worst part about this is...
Which is an influence peddling
scheme. Yeah, but the worst part about this is like, what's his name? Jeremy Hu, the owner of Big Spruce? Anyway.
Mr. Jeremy.
So he wrote this, and he is actually a, like... He's advocating for local craft beer, which I fucking love local craft beer.
Yeah, totally.
Advocate for local craft beer. More importantly, drink local craft beer.
But don't
more importantly, visit Nova Scotia, just not by ferry, because I just disagree with it on principle.
Yes.
And drink our local craft beer, because it's great. Jeremy White. Jeremy White from Big Spruce.
Jeremy White.
See, I'm willing to judge his intentions just because I've seen his intentions, I believe. I think it's him I've seen, like... advocating extensively, I believe, for craft beer. Most of them, I think, kind of have to some extent.
I think so, yeah.
But this is just so ill-judged, and I just...
It's not only ill-judged, but it's, like, it's immoral. There are... It's politically immoral.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
To be suburban dad for a moment, I'm a little disappointed. And I'm also a little disappointed in their involvement of Bruce McKinnon, which
yeah.
is what we're going to...
Speaking of immoral... Yeah, no,
We're gonna talk this out.
This is a journalistic ethics issue.
We're gonna talk this out.
And this ain't Gamergate.
Let's do this.
This is so he's the editorial cartoonist, one of the editorial cartoonists for the Chronicle Herald, and you have seen his stuff. Some will call him very poignant. He always cuts right to the heart of an issue, and in my personal opinion, it's because his views on things are. So simplistic that they almost become universal at certain times.
I think some expressions of emotion are not necessarily universal, but they buy into such a large segment of the population that it's okay, and it's fine to criticize, but it's also fine to enjoy. And I happen to be one of those people who enjoys a lot of Bruce McKinnon. I remember Bruce McKinnon from like. The early 90s, like, and late 80s, like, fucking Meech Lake nonsense times. We should do a Meech Lake episode.
Meech Lake. Oh, that Brian Mulroney.
Gross. Let's do a Meech Lake episode. We'll call it Meech Lake 2. Yeah, go ahead. Reopen the Constitution, Justin. Perfect. But I remember him from that era, and I also remember him now from a lot of kind of, you know, to put it, if you want, kind of saccharine moments.
Mm-hmm.
But he expresses national mood well, and I begrudge Canada a lot because, oh, McLean's article this week. Cannot remember who. I'm going to look this up while you're in a tirade later because
right.
I want to talk about Scott Gilmore? Gilmore?
That sounds
Scott
right.
Scott Gilmore. Look it up. Let me know. Hey, faggot. See if I'm right. Scott Gilmore.
He's
talking about how we're not a real country because, you know, we can't. Take beer across provincial borders, which is insane, and the worst possible judgment in that case, even though it was probably the right one by the law, just terrible,
yeah.
ill thought out, because we can't do that, and his argument was we can't do that, we can't build pipelines that are in the interest of one of our provinces. Yeah, but it's that province.
You mean the one that's screaming about getting equalization payments after wasting billions of dollars that it made for itself and wouldn't share?
Yeah.
You mean the one that was led by the drunk who called us all carpetbaggers?
Okay, do you want to argue that we weren't carpetbaggers?
He was saying it to a room full of fucking Nova Scotians. Like, it made no fucking sense. No, he was drunk. He had no idea.
So what? Get pissed off. Make it interesting. It's worked for our neighbors to the south. It's fine. Bring it here, Ontario. Okay. I double dog. Don't fucking bring it here, Ontario. Jesus, I do not double dog dare you. I don't even single cat dare you. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop.
Stop it.
Stop buying hash. Stop it.
Pick.
Stop it.
Pick one of the women. One of them, because you can't split it. Pick one of the women, and just vote that way. I don't care. I don't care. They're all terrible, but that one is the worst of all of them.
Yeah.
And one of the other ones is probably corrupt, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I know the other one's that one, but, like, and not necessarily that one, but that party. But just, oh, God, just pick something that's on him.
Not Doug Ford.
Yeah. You know what?
Not Doug Ford.
You know what? No. Kathleen Wynne, you want to just, I know, just turn your head and cough and vote Kathleen Wynne if you have to. Just, but pick before the election and make it well known. Get together with your friends and discuss how you're going to defeat Doug Ford, because that's gross. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruce McKinnon. We disagree on the general premise. I like his saccharine moments.
Whereas I believe that if you did a...
I'm kind of emo, and I want to be patriotic, but I can't because I live in Canada. Scott Gilmore argues we're not a real country. That's what it was about. Read it.
One, if you took all of...
I agree with him wholeheartedly, but I want to be patriotic, which is why I like Bruce McKinnon, because I'm also emo.
One, if you take all of Bruce McKinnon's cartoons and did a spreadsheet of all the reoccurring characters, St. Peter... would be the most reoccurring.
Oh, he's great at
fucking
death.
Character.
He's the merchant of death.
No, it's not great. It's so goddamn cliche. Fuck St. Peter.
No, stop it.
It's so cliche. Two, the actual discussion and statement, we are not a nation, is the primary basis of the Canadian identity.
Yes, I'm aware of that too, but it's fun to look at ourselves in a way that doesn't reflect off America, that's
but
actually
he has
about
to be
us. So second guess us.
Enough of it to make the statement, and he's not in the article.
Did you read it yet?
Yeah, there's no self-awareness. It's almost like someone thinks they discovered this debate. And it's like, motherfucker, I almost had a degree in this debate. Literally, I almost got a degree in Canadian studies.
You can't claim to be the norm.
I'm not saying I'm the norm.
Well, the norm reads McLean's,
a columnist,
okay?
That should
Seriously.
Know better. Columnists are supposed to be in the level of not normal. They're supposed to be well-read, erudite, and interested.
I don't know. You and I wrote columns.
Fuck you.
That was what we were also going to talk about, though. Legitimately.
Yeah.
No. Like, seriously, editorials we wrote.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It is fun to write editorials. It's fun to just be like, I know something, or this is what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, of course, comes with people who want to disagree with you regardless of the information, or when the information is incorrect.
I never minded being corrected when I was wrong. That was fine.
Yeah.
It was very rare. I like to think that anything got in that was factually wrong, and if there ever was, it was corrected immediately.
It was always like,
and it was announced
an actual factual disagreement always comes with a lot more humor and understanding than I disagree with you.
But I didn't mind when people disagreed with me on the basis of an argument that I was making, especially when I was arguing something my favorite times were when I was arguing something that I passionately believed in.
Mm-hmm.
That I knew I was the minority opinion on.
Hmm.
But also, I guess ultimately didn't matter. They were all big picture shit that I just wanted people to think of on some level. Like, no, give it a minute's thought. Stop being sports team A instead of sports team B. Like, just let's all talk about this shit. Like, you want to talk about Mrs. Windsor?
Yeah.
That's one of them for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you cannot pretend that we live in a country of equal people while we do a lot of the things that we do internally, some of which I will not even dare to mention because I know a couple people listen to this show, and I don't need that much hate on my conscience. But one of them is the Queen. We really need to have a discussion about if you can pretend to agree that everyone is created equal while installing any powers, and don't argue that she doesn't have any real ones, because she does, even if you're talking symbolically and culturally, in someone who was born into that.
At
it is
the very
not,
least, she...
It does not equate.
Yeah,
it doesn't work together if you really look at it.
At the very least, she is one of the few people in this world who has a guaranteed income.
Talk about a strident editorial. There's one right there.
Yeah, there's... You want fucking socialism? Be royal. You'll get everything.
Yep.
Yes, you have to put in a lot of work, but it will never be like, shovel this shit. take yeah. some crap from some asshole.
It'll never be dull.
You'll never be dull.
And anyone who says, like, that's a blessing, has never yeah. experienced dullness. Like, don't get me wrong, excitement is often terrible.
Yeah.
But dullness is always terrible.
And at the end of the day, people are always going to go right back to, Your Majesty. Your Majesty.
Dullness isn't always terrible. It's way more often.
Imagine what that does to your ego, to be called Your Majesty. It's a good thing that
you know what? Liz everything gets terrible sometimes, but you yeah. live in extreme comfort.
Yes. Yeah, you have palaces.
Yeah.
Palaces. Oh, your secondary home is a castle. It's a literal castle.
It's one subject I cannot keep to myself in the wrong place, like the wrong setting. Like, I loved covering the Lieutenant Governor's garden party.
Yeah.
Most fun assignment ever.
At a royalist event.
So fun, because I just... There were, like, period reenactors, and I was just like, you're the nicest, most fun people, and you clearly deeply believe in what you're doing. But I find absolutely every element of this entire affair farcical, mm-hmm. and then when I think about it deeply and remember what it represents and is supposed to be reinforcing just in our pop culture, offensive. Ineffectual and offensive.
Yeah.
Ineffectual being the worst thing of the two.
Because it's just a novelty that people walking by on the street... don't even know what the fuck it is.
But this was the editorial I probably didn't get to write as often. Like, I know I didn't get to write as often yeah, as well. I want to. I would have done it every week yeah. because I aggressively want people to think about this. And yes, maybe that bores and maybe that doesn't sell things, but you know what? I'm not going to pretend to be an educator, for Christ's sakes. I'm not that enamored of my own opinion, but can we please have a national discussion about whether we can square equality with this institution?
Yeah.
Or whether we, and whether it's just logical in a country where our conservative former prime minister declared Quebec its own nation within our borders,
yeah.
whether that squares with an English head of state.
No, it's true. Oh, not only that, but so yeah, we have the nation of Quebec within our own nation, so they're French. But there's a third, aside from all of the native states that are their own nations as well, there's a fourth, I guess, in the Inuit, so fifth column that is officially recognized that hate the fucking English, and it's the Celtics. In Canada, the Celtic civilization, culture, what have you, and the language is a protected one. It has the same status as French. It's just its population is so small that it doesn't become an issue.
Are we going to get into my feelings on tax dollars going towards the preservation of
a dead Gaelic language
in Nova Scotia?
Yee. But more importantly, they would not support an English crown. So that is how many official nations?
People who supported loudly the tearing down of the Cornwallis statue, but also think the monarchy is fine.
I don't know those people.
Are insane.
Who are those people?
Everyone.
I've never met those people.
You've met all of them.
That makes no sense, though.
They're everywhere.
That makes no sense.
It makes all the sense. No, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they don't make any sense, but the fact that they're there, well, that's just irrefutable.
Yeah.
They're out there loving McKinnon cartoons, apparently, because they're the sheeply majority.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bruce McKinnon cartoons. I think they're great. You know what? Okay, let's unpack this. Did we talk about the woman who on Twitter, the journalist, who got in so
Nora,
holy hell
Nora,
over?
No, we didn't.
Humboldt. Yeah. So yeah. This, I guess, the personal editorial segment has just turned into a personal editorial segment. I don't mind that.
Oh, gee, I wonder how that happened.
It's not a repeat of segment one. Fuck off. It's new material.
Anyway, Nora Loretto, a really nice person. I know her. Hi, hey. She. I know that some people say timing was an issue, but frankly, the truth is most powerful when it is well-timed. Do you think Jesus really got executed because he said things
disagree.
At the right time?
I severely disagree. I think there is a definite argument to be made that we don't pay enough attention to stories about minority victims.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
And you have to understand, that's the majority of what her actual reporting is on. So there's a context yeah. there of like...
And I understand we wouldn't be talking about this if she hadn't made that argument at that time.
Mm-hmm.
The only, and I don't agree with any of the, okay, the extreme negative response.
5 solid days she has been attacked by neo-Nazis.
Extreme negative response.
Yeah.
Just, okay, when are social media companies going to be held to account in any way?
Never.
And I never thought I would argue for that as an advocate of the internet equals free speech for most of the internet's history.
Yeah. And then I saw Andrew Scheer outright lie and get away with it because the CRTC has no control over statements made on the internet.
I don't care because no one will ever vote for Andrew Scheer.
I know one person who will, and he was a great guy to drink with, but fuck is he stupid.
I don't care because no one will ever vote for Andrew Scheer. God, no. Bland. Pablum. Well, no.
Somehow.
Stephen Harper.
He became leader of their goddamn party.
Well, we all know how that happened, and that's hilarious. Anything that weakens the National Conservative Party internally,
yeah.
It makes me very happy. So thanks, Andrew Scheer. Thanks, that whole election. Thanks, Maxime Bernier. Thanks, what's your name? No one wants to remember. We'll
Thank
call you.
You
the new Ms. Anonymous for your contributions, you right-wing fuckhead.
Thanks, Michelle, for blocking me on Twitter. And thank you, Kevin O'Leary, for your gold-plated shitter.
Thank you, Lisa Wright, for I actually have nothing sarcastic to say. Nothing. You can argue me if you want. I don't even care.
Lisa Wright, I don't have anything sarcastic to say. I just have to say Lisa is good when you get her away from people who she's supposed to agree with and you can have a conversation with her. And then you get her with people that she's like, oh, right, I have to be their leader. Minorities! She just, like, parrots shit that other people expect someone to say. And it's like, no, you can be better than this.
Wait a minute, are you telling me that affiliation with and exposure to a party of like-minded political believers is actually detrimental to a democracy? Now who's expressing an unoriginal thought? Bitch. We didn't even get to cartoons. I don't even care. Bruce McKinnon is great.
Bruce McKinnon is...
He does what's expected for him in a way that I, who normally severely disagrees with that, have absolutely no problem with.
Did you know that
Except
Tammany
for
Hall
this...
was taken down by an editorial cartoonist?
No.
An editorial cartoonist took apart... Tammany Hall, the most powerful political machine in American history.
I don't think Bruce McKinnon has taken down any politicians.
No, and that's why I do not like him.
No. You gotta have patience.
Oh, well, which decade am I supposed to wait for this to appear in?
No. Provincial ennui and lack of ever moving ahead in any direction possible ever does not trigger, I'm excited for this argument. It's the first time ever. Does not trigger Bruce McKinnon.
Did you?
He has to wait for something truly egregious. May we live in interesting times and see Bruce McKinnon crucify and destroy a politician, his career. Let's go with his party. Let's go with it's okay to be saying his because I'm wishful thinking.
Yeah, well, yeah. If I recall, didn't that press release call us young and nimble?
Man, no one over the age of 50 is listening to this podcast anyway, I presume. So be young and nimble.
My dad's
Wait,
70.
No, Mickey's dad. Be young, be nimble. Call on Bruce McKinnon. Well, I don't know. Just lie and wait for the event that will ultimately, like, man, Bruce McKinnon could be, like, our greatest cultural, like, trap lying and waiting.
Bruce, get
You're
in contact
You're going to eat your words.
Us. No, Bruce,
You're
get in contact
your
with
words.
Us.
Nope.
How much were you paid to draw that product? Branding.
I'm gonna assume he did it out of the goodness of his heart, and I would like to be proved. I would like to not be proved otherwise, unless it's true. In which
case,
you
think the cartoonist who worked for the Chronicle Herald throughout their entire strike is doing anything out of the goodness of his heart?
Yep.
And not profit?
Yep.
You think the guy who has multiple book deals based entirely on tiny little differences?
Fine, a reasonable rate.
They're $40 each.
I don't begrudge him. I want to be paid heavily for my work, and I barely do anything on this podcast. I'm just here, and you still couldn't survive without me. Listen to season one if you dare. It's like RuPaul's Drag Race through the filter, except audio. You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in. You can check us out at Industry Is Doom on Twitter. We also have a Patreon for that money-grubbing asshole over there.
Hello!
which you can find at Here Ego on Patreon. I've been Michaela Gorman.
I've been Blake Hunsley. It's been a delight to be here again.
It's the last time you're on.
This is my house you're recording in. Eat it, woman.
Good night.